अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्ये भक्त्या विहीन अपराधलक्ष्ये क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान्तु तवैवास्मि तवैस्मास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वं नैव On Sunday, coming Sunday, we are going to observe Annakoot Mahotsav. In the line of Nanda Maharaj and later on in the line of Madhavendra Puri Bhav. So, I request you all to make so many kinds of preparations. And that I want that so many varieties should be there. So I think that you should make some, like a committee or anywhere, that they will tell to devotees that you should prepare this, those should prepare. Otherwise one item all will do. So I want that at least 63 kinds of varieties should be there.
134.
Last year 400 was there. It was, but not less than that. This. How many days in a year?
365.
Oh, the 65. You can make more than this.
365.
You can make more, but at least it should be. I will count. So, you should try to manage this. You should decide who will do and tell them. Also, you can mark marketing tomorrow. Perhaps only one day is in the. So, we should try to prepare and manage so many kinds of sweets as you can. So many fruits, so many vegetables, so many achar,
pickles,
so many kinds of other preparations. So you should try to manage how you can do. I know that, or you know all, Govardhan is none but Krishna himself. And his Haridas Varja told by Gopi, told by Radhika. Raghunath Das Goswami has told that, herself Radhika. Sanatan Goswami like what? Like that. So Giriraj, who is Giriraj? Giriraj cannot be male person. Never. Why? Because in his kunj, how Radhika and Krishna and Gopi can play if he is male? So he must be something else. And it seems that epic tells that he came from the heart of Radhika. So, he's related to Krishna in so many ways. His friend, his Sakha, his Das, he's serving him, and his cows and cowherd boil, giving fresh water in ponds, to play in ponds, and like Manashi Ganga and Kusum Sarovar, or Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, like this. Giriraj Govardhan has two eyes, Radha and Kund and Shyam Kund. So, Giriraj can fulfill your all desire more than Krishna himself. Because all the mercy of Krishna has come in Giriraj Govardhan. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was worshipping himself Giriraj, giving his bath from his tears, offering his heart, sometimes keeping on head, sometimes keeping on eyes, lids, sometimes in heart. Where to keep? He could not decide. He became also bewildered like that. And in the end, he gave their seva to Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, who continued to his whole life. But it was bhavmayi seva. So, Nanda Baba, wanted to do the puja of Indra, but Krishna strictly changed his mode, and he told, why not to Giriraj Govardhan? Go, Gopi, Gop, Govatsa, all. Giriraj Govardhan? What? Makes Vardhan.
Increase.
So, we should worship him. So, on Sunday, you should all be prepared to have a Nagar Sankirtan after class at about 9 or 9:30. And then after that Nagar Sankirtan, all the paraphernalia will come here. And from here, we should take to Giriraj Govardhan Hill. But sometimes I see that the small boys or some ladies too, they throw out
the drop.
They drop. With the paper plate, the thermocol plate, the inlet drops easily.
No, they are expert to fall down. So we should take care that they should not do like that. And we will do their abhishek, cow worship, Vaishnava Pujan, Guru Pujan, everything there, and do parikrama, and then return back all prasadam here, and keep it safe to distribute among all the devotees. Only like prasadam, like rasagolla, like the sabji, vegetables, we can distribute to all. And after that, in evening, we can distribute what is
dry,
and they can take with them to their families here and there, various species. So I want that you should do, and we will do abhishek and everything. Now I want to come on subject. Hello, Giriraj Dharani ki.
Yeah.
Oh, Giriraj can save you from all problems, difficulties, and he can give especially Gopi Pai. Jamuna, Giriraj Govardhan, Lalita, Gopeshwar Mahadev, and Brinda Devi Jogmaya Purnima. They are authority. So we must pray. Like Radhe Sekeli Prabhuta Vinoda Vinyasya Vikyam Braja Banditam Kripalutadya Khilabhasva Bandya Sri Purnamasim Sri Sarnam. गोवर्धनो जय शैल कुलाधिराजो गोपिका विदितो हरिदास परिजा कृष्णेन सत्क्रमक भंग कृतार्चितो जा सप्ताहमस्य कर्पद्मतले दत्तवास. All like this. We will do all these things on Sunday. Now we are coming to our subject. What subject? About bhakti. Adau sabdha tata sadhu sabdha athap bhajan kriya tato annarthamiti. Very elaborately yesterday in our class explain anartha. You are doing bhajan, but you are not trying to give up all kinds of anarth. Then what will be? Like zero. So, try to give up all the anarth, unwanted things, like aparad, shiva aparad, dhamas aparad, vaishnav aparad, nama aparad, and after that, 16 kinds of anarths. Even we told Usamai Ghanatarla, all these things. Sukriti Utta, Bhakti Utta, and all these things. Very minute thing we discuss. So you should try all. First of all, you should try to follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tina Dapi Sunich. Be like that. I think this is somewhat neglected by devotees. They know they can explain so much, but heart is not touching. That is pure bhakti, not coming. So we should try to follow Trinada. Always give proper respect to all Vaishnava. Even they are Kanishad, no harm. Even to plants, creepers, that everywhere is Krishna. So we should give proper respect and honor to all Vaishnava. And if you will do bhakti, will bound to come in your heart. Up to Anishtita bhakti, we have discussed so much. And in Anishtita bhakti, it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimatang Swakata Punya Shravana Kirtana Kardyantastho Yapadrani Buddhino Suditam. And after two or three slokes, yes sir.
Microphone please.
Jnana-tiniranthasya, jnana-mujana-shalapaya, chakshuru-nirhamyena, tasmai-shri-gurave-namaha. Vancha-kalpa-charubhascha, tripa-sindhu-bhyeva-cha, patitanam-bhavane-bhyo-vaishnu-bhyo-namaha. So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to discuss the shlokas from the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, which describe this process by which the anarthas within the heart can become removed and by which the devotee can attain to the position where he achieves steadiness, nishtha, in his bhajan. So, in this sequence of shlokas, which are very famous because our Srila Prabhupada, when he came to the Western countries, he composed a prayer to the lotus feet of Krishna. And this was done in Boston Harbor. All of us remember this. And he was praying to Krishna that how will it be possible that all of these people here will be able to understand your message? I see that they are covered so much by the qualities of rajagun, tamagun. And they have so much kam, krodh, lobha, moha. So how will it be possible for them to understand this divine message? So then he said, but you have told in Srimad Bhagavatam, which is your very own incarnation in sound vibration form, you have explained there that there is a process by which everyone will be able to understand. And then he quoted these shlokas. Shrinvatam svakata krishnam punya suravana kirtana kridyantaksto hyabhadrani vidhunoti suhritsatam. Here he is telling that by hearing Shrinvatam svakata krishna, by hearing Krishna katha, the topics which are narrating the glories, qualities, name, form, pastimes of Krishna, as are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is Punya Shravana Kirtana. This is the most highly transcendental activity, purifying activity. And Hridyantaksto Yabhadrani Vidhunoti Suhritsatam. When Krishna, who is situated within the heart of every jiva soul, when he sees that they are hearing about his messages, immediately he takes notice of that. And he begins to cleanse the heart from within. He performs this process of cleansing as a favor to that soul because he is suhritsatam, because he's the well-wishing friend of the devotee. So he cleanses the heart from all abhadras. We have been discussing all of these different abhadras. That means inauspicious things in the heart, things which will deter one from the path of pure bhakti. So then Srimad Bhagavatam goes on and tells, Nashta praeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. So now, by regularly hearing this Srimad Bhagavatam, by rendering transcendental seva to the lotus feet of the Bhakta Bhagavat, there are two types of Bhagavats, the Srimad Bhagavatam, the sound incarnation of the Lord Himself, and the devotee, Bhagavat, who is the very personification of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. So by Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, by constantly rendering such transcendental service to the lotus feet of these two types of Bhagavats, then Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Then at that time, Naishtiki Bhakti comes. This is referring to Nishta Bhakti. Because these abhadras and all of these inauspicious things, they become removed from the heart by this process. And then all the obstacles are gradually lessening, and gradually one attains this stage of Nishta. So, Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kama Lobhadayaschaye Chaita Ektairana Vidham Stitam Satve Prasidati. All the lower qualities, Rajas, Tama, and all of the Kama Lobha, all of the lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, all of these lower qualities which are infecting the heart like a disease, they gradually become eliminated. And then, Stitam Satve Prasidati. The devotee becomes situated in sattva guna. Now he's no longer hampered by all of these lower qualities. They are diminishing. Their influence is going away. And now he becomes situated in sattva guna. Then, at that time, evam prasanna manaso bhagavata bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Now at that time, he realizes, he understands what is the Bhagavat Tattva Vigyan. Now he can realize and hear the transcendental subject matters, and he can gain realization, Tattva Vigyan. He can understand what are the truths. Just like yesterday, one of the anartas is Tattva Brahm, that one has so many illusions and misconceptions about Tattva. So now, Bhagavat Tattva Vigyanam, pure transcendental knowledge, comes into his heart, and evam prasanna manaso. Now he becomes very transcendentally pleased and peaceful within his mind. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. And now he becomes free from the influence of the material energy, mukta sangasya, all of this association of the lower modes of nature, he actually becomes freed from that. And then, vidyate hridayan grantis, vidyate sarva samshaya, kshiyante chasya karmani, drishta evatmanishvare. So now, there is a hridaya granta. That means a knot within the heart. Vidyate hridaya grantis. Now the knot in the heart becomes pierced and it becomes loosened. That knot is the attachment to this body, aham mameti, all of the things which are connected with this body and thinking that they all belong to me. So that knot of illusion and misidentification in this world becomes pierced. Vidyate hridaya grantis, shidyante sarva shamshaya. And all doubts, all misgivings, they become also completely removed. Kshiyante chasya karmani, and the constant chain of repeated karmic cycle of birth and death, this now becomes eliminated. Drishta evatmanishvare, and the devotee begins to understand that the Supreme Lord Krishna is his only controller, his only friend, his only protector, and he completely surrenders at his lotus feet. So by this process, as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if anyone performs with faith under the guidance of Sri Gurudev, and they give their whole heart and soul to this process, then it will have this effect. It will actually liberate one from all the influence of this material coverings, and it will situate one in the path of pure bhakti, whereby he will become eternally blissful and happy, and he will come to the platform of ruchi, taste, in chanting Harinam.
God. It is very easy to speak on this subject. But very hard to follow. I want that not only speaking will do. We should try to follow practically, in practical sense. Not it should be theory only. So we should always remember that we will have to follow. If we will follow one shloka of even Srimad Bhagavat, one payar of Chaitanya Charitamrita, one shloka of Rupa Goswami or Raghunath Goswami. Even we can follow Bachabego Manasokrud. Everything will come. No need of going through all Shastra. It will do. I want that you should explain some more thing. What is Nishtha? I always forget him.
Atul Krishna.
Atul Krishna. Oh, I remember, but not too long. You can come here. Keep your all luggages there and come. You have so many luggage.
This is only luggage.
Yes. What is Nishtha? Explain. Very easy way.
Om Jnana Dhinirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Niditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. So Srila Gurudev has ordered me to explain what is Nishtha. Nishtha means that the devotee is now in a fixed platform. We have heard all of the symptoms of anishtita bhakti. So now, coming to the stage of nishtha, there is no unsteadiness, no indecision, no doubt. There is complete determination. There is no wavering in one's performance of sadhana bhajan. Like Haridas Thakur, he was saying, Kande Kande, you can cut my body into many pieces, but still it will not stop me from chanting Harinam.
But we see instead, as we have heard in this description of Anishtita Bhakti, that if some little sickness, some cough or cold, some runny bowels, any problem comes, and then immediately, oh, we are not able to get up, we are not able to chant. And we will sleep so much, and we will eat so much. Every day we are eating, we are sleeping so much, but we are not eagerly chanting, enthusiastically, giving our heart. So in this stage of nishtha, the devotee is performing sadhana bhajan unwaveringly. It is said of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, his sadhana bhajan, it was like lines graven into stone. In this way, he was performing his sadhana bhajan. He was chanting. How was he worshipping the shalagram that was given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that was bathed by Mahaprabhu's tears? Oh, if we will, we cannot understand these things unless we can come to the stage of nishtha, and then only we can begin to appreciate, we can begin to understand really what is sadhana bhajan. Otherwise, we are sometimes we are hot, sometimes we are cold, sometimes we are on, sometimes we are off, sometimes we are on the mental plane, sometimes we are getting a little glimpse, a little bit of taste, and then sometimes we are attracted towards the material energy. But on the stage of nishtha, in that stage of nishtha, then there is no wavering, and there is very firm, very solid determination. Hare Krishna. Oh,
thank you. So he explained that nishtha means nishchalata.
Unwavering.
Not like pendulum. Oh, see. But see, Bhagavad Bhajan. I will do Bhagavad Bhajan. So nishtha in bhajan. May I be cut in pieces and pieces, but I will not give up. Then Archan Pujan. In Archan Pujan also, Buddhi will be sthir. In Nam Grahan, you will have to complete my name anyhow. Like Sada Goswami. Sankhya Purvaka Nam Gana Nativi Kalavasani Krita. Nidrahar Vihar Kadi Vijitau Chatanta Dino Radha Krishna Gurismade Madhurimande Nasamohito Bande Rup Sanatana Raghu Jugau Sri Jiva Gopal. Then he used to do what? Sankhya Purvaka Nam, not less than 1 lakh did. But sometimes he was not able to complete. Why? Oh, when he used to sing, to chant name, and he used to faint for 8 hours, 10 hours. How he can complete? So, but he was trying at least 1 lakh, anyhow. And doing Dandat Pranam, at least 1,008 times. For whom? Krishna, for all gopis, Radhika, Giriraj Govardhan, Bandir Band, all the places, all the prominent associates of Krishna, all the associates of Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ranamanda, Sikhi Maiti, Madhvi Devi, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Ishwar Puri Pad, Madhvendari Puri Pad, for oh, Gopal Guru, for all like that. Not less than. And we cannot do even one doing how much? Oh, one little yes. What like this. Sastan Pranam, I think that very few, very rare are me. They do, but oh, as if it is up, not whole bodies touched to ground. So like this, we used to do. Kirtan, Sankhyapar Vakanam Gan Nativi Kala Vasani Nidra Har Bihar. All he gave up. When he used to took, when he take some matta, butter milk. Not once a person came and gave him a bigger lips pot. And he asked, from where these bigger lips have been brought? He told that, Sakhisthali. Oh, Sakhisthali? Oh, at once he should go away. Otherwise I will be. Why? He became in the mood of gopis. And he never wanted to hear the name even of Sakhisthali, where Chandravali, Shabya and Padma and all others used to be. Where Krishna used to go for a moment. Why? To test or something else. Another kind of bhakti ras. So much nishtha in these things. Harikatha Shraman. A most prominent thing. First of all, you should hear. Don't try to make other hear so much. First you should know. And then you should. Anushriyat jah. First, nirantar, continuously you should hear. And then know, and then you can preach to others. A person who does not know and following all these things, how he can preach? If he preaches that is karma. No bhakti. No effect. Guru Seva. There should be nishtha in Guru Seva. And Guru Seva is the backbone of bhakti. I have seen and I have also heard some disciples very near and dear. They exposed like that. But sometimes they want to kill their guru. They became against him. For what? Only worldly gain. We should not be. We have come for bhakti. And we can have bhakti only by guru and pure Vaishnava. So we should try to realize his manovist and try to follow him. So guru nishtha should be there. Sometimes we see anyone has come to do bhajan. He took initiation of Gurudev and he was going on well. But for any reason, any disciples lost his faith. And then he also, why he left that person? Why he left? What is the reason? Then he forgets Guru and forgets Krishna. You should not be like that. I have seen in the time of Srila Prabhupada, so many qualified and very learned came and went. Especially those who are qualified, beautiful, coming from high
family.
They cannot serve Krishna because they cannot be akincha. So we have come to serve Krishna and to Gurudev, or not any other else. If anyone is doing some nonsense, we should not follow. Whether he is friend, whether his father, mother, even guru, like that. Then, all kinds of anusilan, in that we should have very pakka, sthir, nishtha. But that nishtha is buddhi purvika. What? Even no taste, but by thinking, intelligence, that we must do. He has no taste in chanting name so much. Mandi is frinkle. Frinkle. And he does not want. He will take a wee. Mind? to mind. I will give a lesson. I must do. Possibly he will do. Then what he will do? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Louder, louder. He will do like that. And then mind will be controlled. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, oh, mind cannot be controlled. So you should, when your mind is going here and there like pendulum, oh, you should chant more loudly Hare Krishna. Oh Radhe, oh Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, oh Nityananda Prabhu. You are merciful like this. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You know Dhruva Maharaj? He had nishtha. Not all that you should. Oh, I am initiating you this mantra. And anywhere in a good place, favorable place on the bank of Yamuna, near Govardhan, you should be. And do what I am telling. And after that he went. And Dhruva came to Madhavan. In a high place, you have gone perhaps, in a high place. First he took bath there in pond on Yamuna, and then he sat down. For how many months?
6 months.
6 months. He was just sitting and sitting there. First 1 month he could not do anything, only grasses or some dry foods or anything. Second, he gave up water even. Third month, he gave up all air even to take. Only 2-3 times in a day breathing. And after some time he gave up. In fourth. And then he became in trance. There are, I think, that place is full of snakes and all other things. So many ants, they can bite you. But he was what? Like iron, like a stone he was. And doing so, oh, Krishna, Narayan came in his trance and he came in front of him. So we should try to be like that. If mind that does not want, but don't care, you should. You know, he gave an example of Haridas Thakur. Muslims wanted that he should tell Allah, Khuda. And he was chanting Hare Krishna. They told, if you are not changed, then we will cut in pieces. And they ordered any butcher, any kasai, that you should take him in 22 markets and whip him, that all his blood, all his flesh and everything should go away and he should die. They used to do only in one market, he used to die, anyone. But Haridas Thakur, 22 markets they did. No flesh, no
blood,
nothing. And but he was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then they prayed, O Prabhu, please die for us. Otherwise, with family, the Kaji means magistrate or judge, he will kill us. And then he became in trance, Hare Krishna, and told that, oh Krishna, don't take his offense, because he is bound to do it. So give up forgiveness for him. After that, they went to Kaji and told that, oh, he is now killed. What should we do? Then Kaji told that, oh, give him in Ganges. Then he will go to hell. And if he will give
him
grave, or then he may go to heaven. So don't do so. Or give him in Ganges. You know, Muslims always against Sanatan Dharma. Only something they cannot do. What? Oh. they cannot walk by head. Sanatanist Vaishnav, they walk from heart, feet. And that is why they want to walk by here, head, but they can. They know that all Sanatanists have tiki, sikha. So they don't keep it. They have tikis on their caps. Marriage system, married days, is that, if not Hindu are marrying that day, that day is special. We follow full moon. And what day? Malli, like this. We get preference to sun, they get preference to other things. So, they always like this. So, they did not want it to hear. And thus she was given to Ganges. And at once, he came out of the Ganges, Hare Krishna, and full body and very beautiful. More energetic he came down. And he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Bolo Haridas Thakur ki. Then the Chandkaji knew, the king knew, and they told, he's
Jinda Peer.
Peer means, he's demigod. Don't disturb him. And they. So we should have Nishtha like Haridas, Dhruva, Prahlad Maharaj, you know. So many problems came from his father. Always. Was he disturbed? Never. He used to know that, Krishna will save me because I have taken his shelter. And I think Chakra was ready to come and to cut the head of Hiranyakashipu. But Nrisingadev, as a Chakra, he thought that I should show some Vichitra Leela.
Past time.
So, Vichitra means?
Special past
time. Varieties. And that is why he played that. Otherwise, in the first glance, he had cut that. So, Nisha like this. You know, Ambarish Maharaj, how Nisha? He used to follow all the principles, 64 kinds of bhakti. So, we should try to follow. So, if Nishtha is there, and you will follow sometime, then when it will be perfect, paripakva,
mature,
then it is called what? Ruchi. What is Ruchi? How many kinds of Ruchi? What is the symptom?
Purva Jnana Timaradasa Jnana Darasalaka Chakshur Unvilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. The Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak a few words on the subject matter of Ruchi. We have heard that when the devotee is in the state of Nishtha, he has steadiness, but this steadiness is buddhi purvaka. It is maintained by the application of his intelligence, by calculation. I must do this. But when Ruchi comes, the next stage, taste, then naturally and spontaneously, without the calculation of his intelligence, he has a natural inclination to engage in hearing, chanting, and remembering, and all the angles of bhakti. And he relishes this so much. So in the stage of Ruchi, there is a lower stage and also a higher stage. The lower stage is called Vastu Vaisista Apekshini. It means that the taste that he experiences in the practice of bhakti will be somewhat dependent upon the nature of the ingredients with which he is dealing. For example, if he takes darshan of the deities, infinite deities are very beautifully dressed. Very clean and very nice ornaments and many colors of flowers. Beautiful decorations. When he sees this, then he feels so much taste. But if the deity is not very nicely dressed, there's no flower garland, there's some cobwebs and spiders hanging here and there and dust, then when he sees, he'll not have so much pleasure in this. Why? Because his ruchi is called vastu vaisishtya apekshini. That means it's dependent upon the quality of the ingredients that he's encountering in the practice of his bhakti. Another example, if the devotee hears kirtan, and that kirtan is done with a very nice keyboard and sitar, harmonium, very good madanga players, and very good singers all singing in three-part harmonies. Then when he hears this kirtan, oh, very much taste. This kirtan is wonderful. But if there's a kirtan and the madanga player is going out of time, and the kartal player is going out of time, and the lead singer, his voice is as mellifluous as the sound of a donkey.
It may be like donkey's no heart.
Yeah. And when he hears this kirtan, he doesn't have any taste in this. He's not interested so much to hear this. Because he has vastu vaisishtya apekshini. His ruchi's taste depends somewhat on the ingredients. But when his ruchi matures more, when it becomes thicker, then in that stage, that is called vastu vaisishtya anapekshini, the stage in which his taste is not dependent on the ingredients. Then whether the deity is decorated nicely or not, only seeing the deity, his heart's melting. Oh, Patimala Nahitumi Sakshat Brajan Nanandan, you are son of Nanda Maharaj. If you hear any kind of kirtan, only this name Krishna, in any way someone's chanting the name of Krishna, this is the name of my beloved Lord, and he becomes attracted to that. So that is the higher stage of ruchi. In the stage of ruchi, then the devotee can, from the core of his heart, he can express Nadjanam, Nadjanam, Nadsundarim, Kavitam Vaya Jagadisha Kamhe, Mama Janmani, Jamani Shrey, Bhavatat Bhakti, Avaiti Pitae. Oh my Lord, I'm not interested in money, in position, in reputation, in any beautiful ladies. I'm not interested in becoming a very learned scholar. I only want that the spontaneous devotional service will awaken within my heart, birth after birth. Janmani Jamani Shrey indicates that I'm not even eager to be liberated from this world. Why? Because if I'll be liberated now, then my mood is not mature. And if I'll go back home to Godhead, then how will Krishna relish the taste of my service? Because it's not mature. So better that I should be in this world and go on doing sadhan bhajan until that day will come when my mood is mature. He does not want liberation. If you want liberation before his mood is mature, this means he wants liberation from himself. So you think, I'll go on doing sadhana bhajan in this world, life after life. And when my bhakti is mature, in other words, for the pleasure of Krishna, I may go to his abode and serve him there. So this stage is called ruchi.
Once Haridas Thakur was coming to Adi Sapta Gram in the council of the father of Raghunath Das Krishna. And in the way, a Madari who kept some serpents.
Snake charmer.
Huh?
Snake charmer.
Snake charmer. He was showing his. Not drama. Yes. Float and snake was dancing like this. And he was singing the song of Kaliya Daman Leela. Haridas Thakur heard. At once he begins. In faint, trembling, so much tear coming. He remembered the pastimes of Krishna and at once he was heart was melted and he was faint. And that
snake charmer.
He took the feet dust of Haridas Thakur and he was glorifying him. A Brahmin was there, very jealous. And he thought that, oh, all audience, thousands of audience are taking the feet dust of this Mohammedan. Not to me, I am a Brahmin family. So I must do like him, so that all will come and take my feet dust. Also this snake, charmer calls. And then he went again, Haridas Thakur went on, and then that snake charmer began to show his singing and do, and snake was dancing. That Brahmin came forward and began to tremble, and then tears coming, and he fell flat. That snake charmer knew this. For Pratishtha he has come. For?
Name and fame.
Name and fame. And he took his stick and gave 3-4 and he ran away from there. That was. He never came. So, Haridas Thakur Ruchi was anapekkhini. Independent. He only heard and became that. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like his associates. They used to heard Krishna, Krishna, and they used to be friends. You know that at the time of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, a very prominent Babaji, Bansi Das Babaji, hairs up to here. Only one langoti, nothing else. No bhajan kuti, nothing. And there's a set of tree, having two details, gold and nitya. But always undecorated. And he used to play, to struggle with him, but sometimes abusing. Once he went to pick up some flowers for Archan. And there was a tree, yellow, karnika. And it was not so high, so he climbed and was picking. In the meantime, the son of proprietor of that land came, what you are doing, nonsense. And he was quarreling and he pushed him and he fell down from the tree. And some injury came. He directly went to his deities and began to quarrel. Oh, this Nityananda.
Yes, very simple.
Very simple, very good. But these very tricky and very cruel. I was picking some flowers for his, and he could not save us.
Why you say you pick up flowers to me there?
Why you could not do? I will not serve you. I will not offer you anything from future, in future. And began to quarrel. What is this? Oh, it is beyond all these things. Unaffectionate. Only simple deities. And he used to think that, like Krishna himself, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and Nityananda Prabhu, they are. So, our this ruchi should be like this. I know there are so many problems for me. Still no ruchi. We are anishtita bhakti. Sometimes we cannot do chant. So many diseases may come. But for them, no disease at all. Raghunath Das Goswami, Arup Goswami, being in the forest, so many snakes, so many things, they cannot bite him, they cannot do anything. They are out of that. But we are karma phala bhogi jeev. Karma phala bhogi jeev means?
They only face the reaction of our negative activities.
So we cannot do some more. But by practicing and by serving Gurudev and pure Vaishnava, you may follow this. And then this kind of ruchi test comes, then no fear. Up to this stage, so much fear. At once, at any time you can give up. But when ruchi will come, test for Harikatha, test for Guru Seva, test for Nam Kirtan, test for anything regarding Krishna Bhakti, then your life will be successful. No chance of, but even there is some chance is there. Like Bharat Mara, he left his body, his kingdom, his wife, children, and came to anywhere in a very secret place, and he was chanting, remembering, but he saw a son of deer, calf of deer, and he was attracted, and then his life went. So always you should remember. We should try to be like that. I've seen so many devotees, sannyasis even, what to tell grihastha bhakta. They have left their children, grihastha bhakta also. They have left their children, wives, wealth and everything. And they are in our council. But I see that they are so much attached to children, to faith, on their shoulders, to love, to kiss. What is it? So we should be very, very careful about this. And then if it is matured, then at once comes asakti, so much attachment. Very good stage. We will explain it another day. You should sing a kirtan. Give a microphone.
Who is going to do kirtan some?
No drama.
Manjari wants to start. Yes, and who more want to do dekhari?
Narahari.
Narahari should come.
Narahari should come. Narahari Prabhu, you should come and if you want to do. You should begin.
Radhe 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 Govinda Radhe 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 Radhe